Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
Bronco Focus, Bob Beeler with us, coming off that 85-70 victory last night at Lawler Event Center. Bob, safe travels back. I know you guys are all over the Western region right now, but coming off this pause with COVID and everything that got in the way of this thing, talk about the win last night. Must have been pretty refreshing for the guys.
Well, it was impressive, and the Broncos got baskets. I think it was on their first three possessions. So you're kind of looking at it and saying, wow, the shooting is there. They got off to a good start, got out to a 12-7 lead at the first media timeout, and just maintained it. They never trailed in the basketball game, and at one point they led by 21 points. They were the better. They were the more aggressive team than Nevada. They went after them. I think it shows you defense travels, and maybe coming out of a COVID pause, maybe it's better to be a defensive team. But, guys, you look at what they did offensively, shooting 50%, 35% from three. Boise State is going to be a tough team to beat. I'll go as far to say if Boise State shoots 50% on the season in conference play, they're going to win the league because their defense is going to be really good. I mean, you hold Nevada to 70, and you say, 70, that's more than they've scored, anybody scored in Boise State's winning streak of eight games. But this game was played at a fast pace, and Nevada is a really good offensive team. So I think holding Nevada to 70 is like holding a regular team to 60. I just thought Boise State was focused. They were more aggressive. They were the better team last night. And, you know, I just liked the way they came out and handled their business.
Bob, what's the difference? I mean, Nevada gave Boise State fits last year with their guard play. And, you know, last night, I mean, obviously it was a different story. What stood out?
Well, rebounding stood out, first of all. They out-rebounded them by 9. The margin was bigger earlier in the game, so they got after it. And, you know, when Nevada missed shots and Nevada didn't shoot the ball that well, especially in the first half, they shot 29%. They didn't give Nevada second chance opportunities. And I mean, the 2 7-footers, you know, Washington had 11 and Baker had 7, were really quiet. They didn't do a whole lot. They combined, if you can believe it, for 7 rebounds. So I'd say rebounding was number one. And obviously they made the guards work for it. Sherfield did not score a basket until there was 5.5 minutes left on the clock in the first half. And they made him work for things. Shaver guarded him. And you talk about guards going at each other that were really good. Both guys scored in the 20s, 28 for Shaver and 26 for Sherfield. But, you know, he never really got, you know, flowing. Cambridge, who had also averaged 25 a game against Boise State last year, had 14, took 10 shots. Really, you know, it was a very quiet 14 for him. I mean, the whole offense for Nevada was quiet. And I think that, you know, when you look at what's different, last year Boise State was not nearly as good defensively. This year, much better defensively. You know, it was a team that, you know, Alston led the team. He was the scorer. He was the guy that was going to get the points. This year, a lot more balanced. Different matchup this year shows you if you change one or two players out, how things can change.
Talking Boise State basketball with Bob Beeler, the voice of Boise State Athletics. Big win last night for Boise State, 85-70 in Reno. Bob, you just mentioned the magic two words, Marcus Shaver. Holy shnikes, he was hot last night. Every time he just threw up the ball, and sometimes he just literally threw up the ball, that sucker was going in.
Well, he does a tremendous job, especially when that shot clock is running down under 5. He's a guy that can make a 3. He's probably got the deepest range on the team if he wants to step back and take something. But he's also a great decision maker. He's very confident. He's very smart. And I just think he's the guy that's the most consistent player on this team right now. I know they've gotten great performances out of, you know, everybody in the starting lineup. And then, you know, Shaver to me is the guy that you just count on. He's been in double figures in every game but the Bakersfield game.
Wow.
He I think, has been the most consistent player this season. And a guy I want to give a shout-out to play last night is Najee Smith, because our Moose was in foul trouble. They brought Milner in for a few minutes, and it appeared he wasn't going to be the answer. So they went smaller at 6'7". Smith went in there and battled those 7-footers, and he came off the bench with 11 points. So he last night, I thought, was really ready to go too. But I agree with you, Prater. Shaver's a guy that, you know, you feel could score 20. 28 is the most he's ever scored in a Boise State uniform. When he was at Portland one time, he had 30.
Bob, Bob, we've talked a lot about these three numbers, 11 days, five games, five different states. So far, great start for Boise State, but it starts over again on Saturday in Albuquerque. What's the 24, 48-hour turnaround for this basketball team going into Albuquerque, and how do you feel they came out of last night prepared to tackle this challenge?
Well, I think they came out on a huge high. I think last night to start this trek of five games in 11 days, getting a win at a place that has been a bugaboo for them, having lost six straight times, haven't won since 2016 in Nevada. And I mind you, there were a lot of good teams, especially with the Martin twins there. So a lot of people didn't win games at Nevada in that time frame. But I think it is a huge mental lift heading to the next game. Now, New Mexico has not played well. They'll fly back commercial today. They're in the air probably as we speak. Abe and I are going to take off here in a few minutes from Reno. They'll get a practice in, and they're going to go down to New Mexico tomorrow. The game's Saturday afternoon. They'll fly back, home game next Tuesday, and then road at Utah State and San Diego State. We were just talking, some of us that were at the game, would you sign for 3-2 going into the five-game stretch? Mind you that four of the five games were on the road against, mainly the better teams in the league, Nevada and Utah State and San Diego State. So that meant if you were to go 3-2, you'd have to pick one of those off. And, kind of thinking, 3-2 wouldn't be bad. But after last night, you certainly wouldn't take it because you'd figure you're going to beat New Mexico if you play your cards right. You should beat Air Force at home. And then to get a 4-1, you split with Utah State and San Diego State. And San Diego State's on a pause right now. So who knows what they're going to be like if the game is played, a week from Saturday. Maybe, they'll be a little out of sync. Now, Boise State was not out of sync in their game. So, guys, kids like to play. This may be just a team that's on a roll. You won eight in a row. Maybe they'll win them all.
Now, no question. Bob Beeler, Bronco Focus. Bob, Milan Narmoush inside. We've talked to a lot of people about what he brings to the table. Leon said last night in his press conference he tries not to take him for granted how important he is to that man-to-man defense. What are you seeing with Narmoush on the defensive end?
Well, he's been unbelievable. He had 10 rebounds at halftime. But they got to keep him out of foul trouble. I mean, he picked up two quick fouls in the second half and was on the bench for quite a while in the game. So, it's tough. He played 26 minutes. You probably would have liked to have had him at 30, 31 last night, especially with those seven-footers. But he gives Boise State a presence on the defensive end, especially controls the boards. He does a good job of passing. He handles, the defense inside the paint. I would say, guys, he's a difference maker for this team. Would love to see his free throw shooting get better. It was 1 out of 5 last night. He's going to get fouled a lot inside. And He was good last year, 69%. So I don't know what the difference is this year.
Bob, safe travels. This is going to be a whirlwind of the next 10 days or so for you. We can't wait to get you back here and get you in the studio. Appreciate you, man.
See you tomorrow.
It's good stuff, Bob Beeler. Next, we do our playoff temptation pick'em contest for the NFL playoffs. And yeah, I get it. You guys listening, you don't probably give a rip who me and Prater think are going to win these games, but you will be interested in what we're putting at stake for the loser. Forget those steak dinners. This one has a whole lot more at stake. No pun intended. That's next. Also, Prater and his new Viagra endorsement. Don't miss it. Coming around the bend as well. Bend? Is that... Can I... KJK the Ticket.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.